A statewide leadership conference underway, put on by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. They've got Farm Bureau leaders from most of the 77 counties in Oklahoma City today, tomorrow. First speaker out of the box, the governor of the state of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. After the governor had finished his comments to Farm Bureau members, we stopped him in the hallway, had the chance to talk with him for a couple of minutes, and ask him about this idea of getting his arms around the agencies and boards of the state of Oklahoma in order to have some oversight. Governor, it seems like that's not going to be an easy process.
No, it's really not. There's 400 different boards and commissions, and they kind of align up to the cabinet, but they don't actually have to answer the cabinet. They answer to independent boards and commissions. And so that's one thing. I'm just trying to get that accountability right to make sure I can deliver on the commitments and the results that Oklahomans expect and voted me for.
You've had a chance to get out and actually meet quite a few of the state employees. I know you went over with Secretary Arthur and talked to the Department of Agriculture. How's that going?
You know, it's going great. I mean, meeting them, touring the agencies, what I'm finding amazing is governors have never stopped by to see them, never walked the halls, never shaken their hands. And so just the fact that I'm there, showing them my care, kind of setting the vision, and just want to change the culture that we're in this together. There shouldn't be an adversarial relationship, and we're all just trying to move our state forward. So really, that's just trying to the culture I'm trying to change.
On this side of the election, one of your campaign promises was to be governor for all of Oklahoma, for rural parts of the state. How does that apply now that you're on this side of that election?
Well, it's going to be the same thing and even more. I mean, I started my festivities. I started in a lot in Oklahoma, and I thought it was important to bring in Southwest Oklahoma. I hired Blaine Arthur. I think she is going to be a fantastic Secretary of Ag. She's the first female Secretary of Ag ever. And then I hired Brent Kissling to be my director of commerce. So trying to bring in that rural voice to tell me what we need. And then I do listening tours. I mean, staying really close to Rod and the Farm Bureau is important to me. And Monty is on my transition committee, just kind of letting me know kind of the needs of rural Oklahoma.
For that vision out there, you know, you talked a lot about top 10 state. How do we get there?
Well, you know, it starts with accountability, and it starts with number one, getting my arms around the agencies and then setting the metrics. What does success look like? What does top 10 look like, whether it's top 10 in roads and bridges, top 10 in growth, top 10 in salaries, top 10 in new manufacturing companies moving here? That's what I'm challenging my secretaries, to come up with those wins, digital transformation, all the things that we're focused on, and defining success, and then how do we move it there? So that's just looking at our neighbors and figuring out how we can move it there, because we don't have any different issues in Oklahoma than they have in any other state. And that's what I've said the whole time.
Finally, you mentioned in your State of the State, the Oklahoma Youth Expo. Going to be out there for a while in March?
Yeah, I want to try to come by there and see everybody. I love seeing all the cattle sales and meeting the young people, you know, working on their steers and getting them all buffed up. I mean, it's so fun. Just the community of this, the rural Oklahoma and the agriculture community, there's nothing like it in the world. And me being part of that and walking through as governor and bringing my kids over to experience it, it's something I'm looking forward to.
The Honorable Governor of the State of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.